Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
There's nothing new under the sun. This is yours truly, Pastor C, in the studio in Landover Hills, Maryland, along with my friend and mentor, our biblical expert, Dr. G. How you doing, Dr. G?
Doing well. I'm doing well, blessed.
Along with our co-host, Sheila G, over in Forestville, Maryland. How you doing, Sheila G?
I'm doing wonderful. Truly, truly blessed.
Glad to hear. We're just excited about another night of Bible study. And as always, we like to start with a word of prayer. So we're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into our Bible lesson. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name that we bow, God, and thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to come together and study your word. And Father, we just pray right now that you will bless us, that we will be able to study, to show ourselves approved unto you, that we can be workmen that need not be ashamed, but rightly dividing your word of truth. Bless us, God, that we will be able to apply this word to our lives, share it with others, and that all of this will be done to your glory. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Sheila G., we pretty much ended last week on Job being restored. And in the last verse of Job 42:17, it says that Job died being old and full of days. And tonight, you know, we just want to recap about, you know, everything that Job did. But last week we got some feedback that some of our listeners wanted to make some comments on the Bible study. So what we want to do is we want to interact some tonight with those folks that are on the line. So I'm going to ask everyone that's on the line, when we click over to you on the line and we say hello, that if you could just tell us a little something about what you got out of this Job lesson, this Job Bible study, and then also feel free to ask me, Sheila G, or Dr. G, any questions. So I'm just going to start at the top of the switchboard, and I'm going to click over, and I'm going to ask people just to share what they've gotten out of this study of Job and if they have any questions. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, Sheila G, Dr. G and myself, we keep going. And we know sometimes people want to get in and say something. So we didn't want to leave off this lesson, you know, without, you know, getting people's feedback of what they thought about it or any questions that they might have. So we're asking everyone that's listening in tonight that if you hear us come on and say you're on the air, and what we might do is we might just tell you what the last 4 digits of your phone number is, so you'll know that that's you that we're talking to. So we're going to start at the top, and we're just going to ask 7373. I think that's my son back there. Is that you, Anthony?
Yeah.
How have you enjoyed the Book of Job so far?
Good.
Good? What was the biggest thing you learned about Job? A long pause, man.
Well, the thing that I learned was that if you trust in God, he'll bring you through.
All right, that's good. That's good.
That's good. That's good.
Anything you want to ask Keela G or Dr. G or myself?
Not at this time.
Not at this time. All right, thank you. All right, the next person we're going to get on the line, the phone number, last number is 7462. You there, 7462? Hello, is this 7462?
Yes. Yes, sir. This is Ira.
Hello,
sister. Hi, Ira. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Hi, First Lady. I did have a question.
Okay,
and,
go ahead.
Well, actually, it was a comment. I think you asked, you said that you wanted to find the meanings of the names Jemima, Keisha, and Karen Hapuk.
Uh-huh.
And I look for that.
Okay.
Jemima means handsome as the day. I thought that was a daughter, but anyway, Kasha means a fragrance, and Karen Hapuk means the horn of color.
Okay.
The
definition that we have, the first one is dove. The second one, sweet scented spice like cinnamon, and Karen,
okay,
to shine or to be radiant.
Okay.
And when we go through, other people who have looked it up,
mm-hmm,
we're gonna ask them what were some of the definitions that they got. These were the definitions that First Lady Kasai gave us. So let us ask you a question. What have you received? How has this lesson blessed you? What have you received out of the lesson so far?
Well, you know, I believe that God handed Job over to Satan in the first place because God already knew that there was a part of Job that I don't think Job himself even knew was there. And because he was such a devout man of God and he eschewed evil, I believe God needed him to know that about himself. And so he handed him over to Satan. In the process of all of that, I believe what Job realized was that in the midst of being the prominent figure of the community, if you will, that he was, he has his own shortcomings too. And at first, I've read this book a few times and I'm still not fully understanding, but it sounds like, you know, Job was eschewing evil means he was as close to perfect as a human could get. And I don't see how that could set well. I mean, and saying that, I mean, you know, we humans can get so high up. You know, we can get a big head, even if just a little bit of a big head. And, you know, I've often wondered that about Job. Was there a time when he could, had a big head? But towards the end of the book, he's an admiration to me because he recognized that his friends kind of beat him up, you know. I mean, not kind of beat him up. I mean, they beat him up real bad. And the fact that he just didn't curse God, but he just kept trusting God. You know, he's really the admiration, you know, of all of that.
One at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller. You are now in the
host queue. Oh, I'm sorry, I took too much time.
Tony. Do you hear that background noise?
I apologize. I took too much time.
That's all right.
No, that's quite all right.
Okay, but even in doing my homework assignment, you know, it still took me a while to get that done because there is a lot in every scripture. There's just so much. Mm-hmm. Even wisdom, there's a lot about how wise Job was there, and the things that God wanted him to see, and asking him, you know, where was he when God did this, and where was he when God did that? You know, there's a lot of wisdom there. I enjoyed the book, however, I could use more understanding.
Well, bless your heart.
We enjoyed it too. That's why it's always good when you go through it. But we thank you for listening and we thank you for tuning in. So we're gonna go to the next caller. We're gonna go to 2194.
Good evening, everyone.
Hello.
This is Alice.
Hey, Alice. How are you?
Hi. How's everybody? Praise the Lord.
Good.
Well, you got in tonight.
Yes, I did. Thank you.
What did you get from the Bible study lesson on Job?
Well, so far, I just want to say that I believe he was a good man. I know he trusted in the Lord, and I think I'm going to say just about what his son said. Anytime you trust in the Lord and lean on him and depend on him and don't let nothing sway you, he'll bring you through.
That's true.
And a lot of things happened to Job, but he would not curse God. He wouldn't do it, you know. So it just makes me know that, just like you said last week, Miss First Lady, if we got to go through to get to, that's what we're going to have to do.
That's right.
Yeah, so I'm just enjoying myself listening, and I'm happy to be here, and I thank God for allowing me to be here and a certain other friend of mine so I can get on the phone and actually stay on the phone a long time now, you know, but we won't call no names. But I'm just happy to be here listening and learning more about the Lord, okay?
Bless your heart.
Amen. Bless your heart.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you. We're going to go to the next caller, and that's 7878.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
This is Sister Kayson.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
My what I got from
the book of Job is that no matter what Satan tried to do to Job, he never gave up.
Mm-hmm.
He kept the faith. Now, he didn't always have positive days, but the thing is, he just never gave up.
Right.
And
that's
it took
right.
a lot of faith. It took a lot of faith. It took a lot of perseverance. It took a lot of determination. Even when his friends came to him to badmouth God or just sit there and just to, they could have been there to egg him on. You know, you need to say this about God. You need to do this. I mean, we don't know what actually went through his mind at that point in time. But through it all, he kept his faith and he stood firmly on what he knew God could do for him and what God could bring him through. And
right.
that's what we have to stand on today. We know what God is capable of doing. The thing is, are we going to stand there and wait for him to bring us through?
That's right.
Amen. You got any questions you want to ask Sheila G or Dr. G?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, well, we thank
I'm enjoying my Bible study.
All right.
Bless your heart.
Well, thank you. All right.
Yes.
We're going to go to the next caller, 1741. 1741. You there, 1741?
Yes, Pastor Kason. Good afternoon. Pastor, well, good evening, should I say, Pastor Kason, Minister Gregory and First Lady Gregory.
God bless.
Minister Lindsay.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you all this evening?
Wonderful.
Good, praise God. Job is always an inspiring book to me, and it was a right-on-time lesson. One thing I found out, when we do try to serve God and get closer to him, that's when the devil really get busy and start working in our life.
Yeah.
And then sometimes God want us to know just how much he loves us and trusts us.
Mm-hmm.
So he will recommend us to the devil.
Yes, he will.
Because God knows our heart.
Mm-hmm.
And God knew Job's heart. And
mm-hmm.
Job had some shaky days and sometimes that he might even doubted, why am I going through all this? Because he knew that, you know, the type of person he was, and he knew how much God loved him. But yet he had a personal relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
And so the suffering that he went through, God strengthened him and strengthened that relationship.
Right.
And Job had God's word. And we know that, and I was looking at chapter 19:25, where Job says, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth,
right.
and he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth."
Uh-huh.
And when we put all our faith and trust in God, no matter what, knowing that God is going to be victorious because he already has the victory.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
even though Job at times all he could see was darkness and dark days, he still had that inkling of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes that's all we need, just that mustard seed faith.
That's right.
God, you said that you are able to do it and you can do it. And so I'm just going to stand and wait on you. And so that's what Job did.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes in the process of waiting, we have to lose in order to gain. But in the end, the reward was great for him.
Yes, it did.
And he not only did he develop a closer relationship with God, but he had a closer relationship with others because his blessing came in when he began to bless others.
Okay.
And pray for them and share. And because he was obedient and he did what God told him to do, that's when God blessed him in the latter end.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank you so much, Minister Lindsay, for participating and calling in. and we might get back to you a little bit later. We're going to go on to the next caller.
Thank you.
All right. All right, we're going to go to 6789. Hello, 6789.
Hello. It's Serena.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Serena, how are you?
I'm good. I actually really enjoy the Bible study lessons on Job because I think it really helps us to realize that even if we're going through something, it's not because God has abandoned us. It might just be because he's bragging on us, and we just need to keep our faith, and he'll bring us through.
Amen. That's true.
And that's really helped me a lot lately since I'm going through a lot anyway. So I keep my faith.
So is there anything you want to ask Sheila Cleveland or Dr. Gregory?
Oh, no, this is probably the only lesson I really understand, and I don't have any questions about.
How about your husband?
He's not right here right now.
Shame on him.
Huh?
Shame on him.
He's doing what he does best.
Don't go there.
All right. Well, thank you. We're going to go on to the next call.
Thanks again. All right. We're going to
9016. 9016 there. It's Billy.
Hey.
Hey. How's it going?
Everything is going good. Just to iterate on a lesson, you know, the story of Job helps us to realize that no matter what you're going through, that you can never lose the faith, and that, you know, God is always there for you. And a lot of times, you know, like other callers have said, that God just brags on us, and pretty much, If we can go through what Job went through, then it shows how strong our faith is.
Mm-hmm. So is there anything you want to ask Dr. G or Sheila G or myself?
No, not really.
So you pretty much understood. Was there anything you were going through that this helped you with?
I actually had a situation today where, you know, it's just like the story, the aspect where his friends, with Job's friends, started pretty much mocking him and, you know, about him keeping his faith. And, you know, I actually went through a small similar situation today where, you know, one of my coworkers pretty much came out of his mouth and closed down. And, you know, I had to tell him that that I'm just going to continue to pray for him, and no matter what he has to say about, you know, my religion, and I just hope that, you know, I'm going to continue to pray for him.
Good. All right. Well, we appreciate you tuning in. We're going to go to the next caller. Thank you.
All right.
All right, we're calling 8481. You there, 8481? 8481? Hello? 8481? You must be on mute. We're going to go on to the next one. What about 4366? You have 4366? Hello, 4366. All right, we're gonna keep on moving. What about 9190? 9190.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Good evening.
Hello. How are you?
Good. I got a car full, so. in case you don't hear me, just let me know. I think that, you know, for this particular section of the Bible, I think everyone can really relate to a certain extent. Junior and I, to a certain extent, of course, I don't think any one of us has gone through what Job has gone through, but I like what Serena said about, you know, the Lord will use us to really, you know, to show us off, but if we don't keep the faith and we don't show the faith, then how will we know that? And what I love about God is that, our Lord, that he really has a lot of patience for us, and, you know, and sometimes it's not that he wants us to go through these things for punishment, it's just more for a lesson. And I actually went through an experience earlier this week where, you know, I was pretty much, I didn't bring up Job, but I brought up the situation where, you know, he's going to put us through things not to teach us a lesson, but to really, really go, like Jessica. Actually, Jessica was the one that I brought up. You know, Jessica has gone through so much, but Jessica is going to be a testimonial for other people, and she's going to be a story for other people where they can relate to her and what she's gone through in a way where, like, you know what? She went through this. I can get through this too, and she's still kept her faith. She's kept a smile on her face. She's, you know, persevered, just like Job has. So we just have to keep the faith and continue to, you know, keep looking to him and stay on one accord with him, because he's going to get us through regardless of what he throws our way or whatever comes our way. You know, he's just going to get through. And even when I lost my brother, I also brought that up. When I lost my brother, that was a really hard time for me. But, you know, before my brother passed away, for about 3 to 4 months, I was going through so much. And I'm like, okay, I kept questioning, like, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? And the whole time, the Lord was preparing me for this huge impact that's going to take place in my life. And I didn't realize it then, not until after the fact, where I realized, wow, this is the reason why he's actually, put me through all these obstacles and trials and tribulations to help me get through my brother's death and to hold the family up during that really difficult time for all of us. So, you know, to everybody that's listening, keep the faith. I'm talking to myself here, too. Keep the faith. He only puts you through things to, you know, for the experience, but not for the punishment. And I don't have any questions for my dad.
All right. Well, Penny, thank you so much. And, you know, we'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. And, you know, this is what it's all about, because, you know, everybody needs some inspiration. Everybody needs something to help them to get through your situation. And studying the Word, Sheila G., is really, you know, what gives us the strength to be able to make it through our situation. Because, you know, when you have the faith that this is God's Word and you see God has people that are going through things that are similar to what we go through,
mm-hmm.
and when you have that, that gives you the strength to say, hey, if they can make it through, I can make it too. It seems like sometimes you just need that little bit of hope to know that, hey, I'm not in this thing by myself.
Right.
Sheila G?
Mm-hmm. That's very, very true. And sometimes when you see what someone else is going through and how they've made it through, that can encourage you as well. And then there's one thing, like I was sharing this with Pastor G, one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, which teaches me how to live and how to get through things, is Colossians 3, because Colossians 3 talks about living holy, and it talks about even things like going on your job, and, you know, you get frustrated on your job, but in Colossians 3, it says, you're not doing it to them, you're doing it, do everything that you do as if you're doing it for me. And when you turn that attitude around, and you say that everything that you do, everything you're about, is for the Lord, it is that even if I don't understand it at this point, I know God has a plan for me. I know God is doing this for me. And you may not see it till later, but if you go through it with that mentality that God is right there with me and I'm going to do, my actions are going to be the actions that God wants for me, even if it's something as simple as faith. But Colossians 3, that tells you how to live holy.
Right. And Dr. G, what I was looking at was how do we keep your attitude, and particularly when you're not feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
I,
right.
That, difficult for me. It's like when I'm not feeling well, how do you keep the attitude of continue to trust God, continue to say, I'm going to make it through? I think that's the biggest challenge. You know, spiritually, okay, we're strong, but physically, how do we balance the two?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up because up to Sunday, I was fine. And then when I went to bed Sunday night, woke up Monday morning with my throat scratchy, been dealing with a cold. But rather than focus on the cold, I made up in my mind that I'm going to continue to give God the praise. So all week, do what you have to do to take care of your body, but you have to keep your mind focused on the spiritual. So rather than complain, I just thanked him. I said, if nothing else, he's making me go to bed earlier, getting the proper rest, doing things that I need to do to help physical body. And, you know, we forget sometimes that, you know, when we talk about trust and really believing in God, it's more than just words. You have to really put it into action. And I guess, you know, for me, because I've gone through so much that I've learned how to take it all in now with a smile on my face.
Right.
I talk about it with Sheila G, and we joke and we play about it. Just like, you know, whenever things come along, we'll talk just like tonight. You know,
right.
Thursday night, that's Bible study night. But we already know that the enemy is going to do something to, you know, wreck the program. Either with the show itself, the computer, one of us getting sick.
Yeah.
I mean, but you know, you look at it, but you don't let it faze you because you know that God has control.
Amen.
So you have to realize that it's still all in the Lord's hands, and you find something positive in that negative situation. So, you know, that's how I deal with it now. I look at the positive, try to find something positive in whatever situation. I said, all right, now, Lord, now, you know, I need my voice back come Sunday, but whether I have it all or not, I'm going forth and I'm going to preach my heart out. Now, I may have to come back home and get in the bed, but I'm going to trust in him and do what I have to do. So you've got to really, you know, that scripture that says, look to the hills.
That's right.
From which cometh my help?
Right.
My help cometh from the Lord. You got to really believe in that and just give it all over to him and let God handle it.
Yeah, it's something to have
it really,
to. Go ahead, Sheila G.
I was saying it really truly is about attitude. I always say there's a difference between joy in the Lord and happiness. So you can be unhappy. You can even cry because the Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. The key is that you know that whatever you're going through, that joy is still going to come in the morning, that there's that light at the end of the tunnel. And each person has something different, whether it's you just remember a certain scripture that's your favorite one, and you just quote that over and over again. Or if it's a song, a lot of times if it's really, really crazy and I get in my car, I would put on a gospel CD and turn it up loud. And even in my office, just feed yourself with the things of the Lord.
Right.
It's something what I always tell myself is, you know, as a pastor, as a minister, I'm always teaching somebody something. I'm always preaching somebody something. I'm always, you know, telling somebody, you know, about the word. But in situations like that, I say, God is telling me I got to live what I'm teaching.
That's right.
I got to live what I'm preaching. It's not just something I'm telling somebody else.
Right.
Right.
Every week, every Sunday, every Thursday night. But there's a time where I got to live this thing.
That's right.
And you know, that's what you know gives me the encouragement is that if I can tell everybody else to live it, then I need to make sure that you know I'm living it myself.
Right.
And to be an example, like you were saying, like Minister Lindsay was saying, that's when you begin to start getting blessed, when you begin to start blessing other people. In spite of the way they treat you, and in spite of the way they talk about you, in spite of the way they misuse you, it's not easy to be kind and affectionate and loving to other people when they misuse it.
That's all.
And just go ahead and pray for them anyway without getting your feeling.
Yep.
And once you don't get back,
amen.
Nobody knows about get back. No, Christians don't know about get back. But can't go on get back. You gotta live what you're talking about. You gotta live this faith. And I think that's what helps us to get through is once I start living it, what happens is the power of God begins to start illuminating or start coming out of me because I'm putting my faith to work. It's not just lip service.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes as preachers, we can preach, you know, the whole Bible from top to front. You should do this, and God said this, and God said this. But, you know, when we come out the pulpit, what are we living?
Come on.
What are we preaching?
Come on.
and Dr. G, it's easy to tell somebody else what you're doing.
Right.
But when they think,
you gotta deal with it.
When it knocks on your door, then we got to actually live
That's what we're talking about.
That's
right. And, you know, it's funny to say that. Because, you know, we're getting ready to celebrate 18 years of the pastor, 50 years for the church.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell folks that now, this time now, I'm enjoying pastoring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, my early years of pastoring, okay, the first couple were good. But then when the Lord revealed to me all of the headaches and the heartbreak that was coming,
mm-hmm.
I said, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And the trouble, man, and the devil...
Mm-hmm.
that were actually there that he pointed out to me.
Mm-hmm.
And right. I mean, I've never dreamt that pastoring would have to go through where your own folk would call you a liar
mm-hmm.
and curse you to your face and say all manner of evil mm-hmm. against you. But then the word goes back and say, but you've got to bless them anyhow.
Right.
And so in learning all of that, and you're right, Pastor C, you've got to be able to take all of that. You know, your feelings get hurt,
mm-hmm.
but you can't come back and retaliate. You got to love them anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
as pastors, we have to remember that there's more than one or two people depending on how we deal with situations. So all of that are teaching tools, because I don't care how many years you've been in the ministry or pastoring or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you never get to the point where you know it all.
No.
And there's always going to be a new experience, whether it's with your family, the church, the job, whatever, out on the street.
Uh-huh.
So you've got to be able to handle it all and do it in the same way that the Lord would do it. And Sheila, I think you would confirm that for me.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And one of the things that we as Christians, how we open that and give Satan that little crack is we complain all the time. If we trust and believe in God and we know that God is going to bring us out of our situation, God knows what it is. He knew it before it happened. So when we sit there and complain, the devil sits back and says, mm-hmm, I got you. I got you now because I got you looking at your situation instead of looking at God who's going to get you out of your situation. So a lot of times we need to check ourselves. When we're whining and complaining about our situation, you need to put a butt in there, like you said, Tony, when we were reading the scripture in Job. It's like, this is happening, this happened, this happened today, this happened yesterday, everything's happened, but... through it all, I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to believe he's going to bring me out. I'm going to believe that January's coming. I'm going to believe that June is coming. I'm going to believe that this is all in the past. So, yes, it's funky right now, but because I know that God is going to bring me out, you turn that complaint around. You throw it back in the devil's face. You say, yes, this is a situation. It's not pleasant, but I know God is right here with me. And
amen.
That pushes him away. But if we constantly complain about our situation, woe is me, wham, 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 then we're just letting the enemy infiltrate us. And then our emotions get involved. But we have to learn to walk by the Spirit and not by how we feel.
Amen. That's good stuff. I like that. I'm like, this Sunday, wham, wham, wham. Oh, God, he's coming. He's coming. No, it's something. But you know, when you were talking, there's a scripture in Matthew, in the fifth chapter of Matthew, and in verse 11, and verse 11 and 12, and it really
yep.
It's not for babies.
Nope.
This scripture is not for babies. It's for folks that are on some spiritual meat.
That's right.
That have gone through life, experienced some things, and are at a point where they're pushing on, you know, in faith in spite of what's going on. So if we look at Matthew 5, verses 11 and 12, and it gives us perspective. And in Matthew 5, 11 says, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and curse you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake."
Yeah.
There's this whole thing of God saying blessed or happy or that you're in because you have a relationship with God, that when people revile you, when people, you know, persecute you, when people say all manner of evil against you falsely, because you're in this state or this relationship with God, pretty much, that stuff is not going to affect you in a way that you're going to act like the devil.
Amen.
Right.
Well, when we were babes, when somebody would do that to us, we had to get on get back or we'd stoop to somebody else's level.
Come on.
So you talk about Sheila G, I'll go fuck you up.
It didn't matter if you were in the church or
out. If you talk bad about me, I'm going to talk bad about you.
Yep.
Right.
I'm jumping on my clothes. I'm going to jump on your clothes. You talk about my mom, I'm going to talk about your mom. And that's what Joanna said. But the thing is, when he says blessed, that's the state that we have to get into. We have to get in that state. And when he's talking about blessing, he's talking about, you know, in this beatitude, it's an attitude that we should have when these things are going down. Because I don't care who you are, if you're living in the flesh and you don't have the spirit, if you don't have the spirit of God monitoring and taking control of that situation, you'll act just like the devil.
Come on.
Right. That's true.
What you want.
And not even realize it.
And here you are, big time preacher's wife.
Come on. Hello.
You in the parking lot and somebody's in a rush and they jump in front of you and pull into a parking space and jump out, flip you the finger.
Watch out, man.
And curse you out. And here you are. Is that we are, when we behave godly, in situations that aren't ideal, that God gets the glory.
Mm-hmm.
And that because we're doing that, he's saying that, you know, don't get twisted, don't get upset.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reward for you in heaven.
Right.
And when you focus on your reward, when you focus on what God has for you in heaven, then you can get through this earthly stuff.
Amen.
Right.
So what we have to do is we have to learn to focus on heavenly things,
yeah,
instead of earthly things, because, you know, punching that guy in the face or punching that girl in the face or cussing them out is not going to help your reward in heaven.
That's right.
You feel better for just a moment.
But, you know, the problem is, Pastor C, is everyone is not focusing on their reward in heaven. So many people want reward from man. And if man doesn't act exactly the way they want him to because they're looking for that reward or that fulfillment to come from man, that's when they lose their mind and their emotions get caught up. If you focus on the heavenly things, when man does things to disappoint you, you bounce right back.
Mm-hmm.
And you're able to handle it. And you're able to take it, and you're able to say, okay, Holy Spirit, now how do you want me to handle this, and do it God's way instead of your way. But for some reason, people tend to want that reward from man. They want that fulfillment from man. They want that joy from man instead of focusing on heavenly things and getting the reward from heaven. That if I go through this and I deal with this and I don't hit this person, God is going to bless me. And guess what? He also said, vengeance is mine. So he'll take care of that person on my behalf.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But you know, Sheila, what you were saying is very true. The only problem is, you know, that little word, if. if we would do right, if we would listen to the Lord more, if we would obey God, if. You know, that little word, if, is a real small word, but it has such big and tremendous power behind it.
Right.
And so often we do get caught up in the flesh,
mm-hmm.
and our thoughts, our minds are taken off of what God has for us. But, you know, as Pastor C was saying, that 12th verse, rejoice,
mm-hmm.
and be exceedingly glad. You know, it is an attitude that we have to
uh-huh.
be in. And
yep.
part of that, it comes with growing in the body of the Lord. And I tell you what, if you live long enough and you've
mm-hmm.
gone through enough,
mm-hmm.
if the Lord mm-hmm. has taken you through enough Job experiences,
mm-hmm.
you'll get
mm-hmm.
to a point where you say, enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord
mm-hmm.
knows you slave me. And you begin to understand that, okay, I know God has got my back. God
right.
has got everything going.
Right.
But as you grow, your faith grows, your everything grows. You learn how to wait on God. You learn
mm-hmm.
how to look up to the hills from which cometh your help.
Mm-hmm.
And you learn how not to let the little things of this world bother you, because life is
right.
special.
Right.
And when you think about it, everybody has to go through a growing phase.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Nobody comes in knowing everything. Like our first caller that was on the line was saying that, you know, it seemed like Job was a little cocky or
mm-hmm.
Job was a little this, a little that. I think everybody has something that God has to deal with, and the way he deals with it, I say he uses any means necessary.
That's right.
God
right.
will use any means necessary to get our attention to deal with whatever he needs us to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's not pain. Sometimes it's not it's painful. Sometimes you have to go through, but in order for us to be able to go to the next level in God,
mm-hmm.
God has to deal with that. He
right.
has to deal with that whatever was going on in our life, he has to deal with it. But God is so expansive. He's
mm-hmm.
so you can't get around him. He's dealing with you, but at the same time, he's dealing with somebody else
right.
who's looking at you. He's dealing with the principalities
right.
that we can't see to show them that they're going to love me because
mm-hmm.
I love them. He's dealing with things around the world. All of this stuff is going on at the same time. This is how expansive or infinite God is. But at the same time, he's dealing with me.
Mm.
He can deal with you.
Amen.
He can deal with all of us together. And he knows the plan down the road.
That's right.
That's right.
Just so awesome about God is he knows the plan down the road. And so that's why we should, like in Matthew, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, is because God knows the plan.
He knows
the plan. So why we sweating, why we worrying, why we up, can't sleep at night, why we walking the floor, God is saying, why in the world are walking the floor, can't sleep at night,
hello,
worrying about something you can't change.
That's right.
Right.
Only he can change it.
That's right.
So you might as well rejoice, have a be attitude of I'm going to wait, wait on God, I'm going to wait till my chains cut, I'm going to be okay. You know, just in God's hand, I might as well climb my steps, get in my bed, pull up my covers, kiss my wife, go to sleep.
Amen.
Right.
Staying up, worrying about it is not going to do a thing about it.
Not going to change it.
Not going to change it.
To put you in an early grade.
Amen.
And I refuse to let that happen. I had to learn over the years not to worry about stuff. In my young teens, I was a worrier.
Mm-hmm.
And I would bite my fingernails just like my granddaughter to the nub. And one day it just dawned on me, why am I doing this? If I say I believe in God, if I say I trust in him, then why am I worried about stuff? So I just made up in my mind, I'm going to stop worrying. I mean, whatever's going to happen, going to happen. I can't change it. But I learned how to roll with the punches and put a smile on my face. And you're right. You know, my scripture, I can do all things through Christ.
Amen.
I don't believe that there's nothing that me and the Lord can't handle.
All right, sir.
And when it gets too heavy for me, that Lord, okay, now I need you.
Amen.
Whether it's family, the job, the church.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, your mom always talks about how she, you know, she wore the knees out.
That's right.
Sometimes you got to do that. And through prayer, you learn, and then God will also put people in your lives, Sheila, just like what Jessica has gone through. And when I look at that child now, we've talked before, it's just amazing how she can sit up there with her legs cocked up, just listening to her music. Did that. Once she gets up, she's fine. But while she's trying to get up, now that's a different story. She's trying to get her to bed. But with all that little girl has gone through, and, you know, I say, well, now, if she can go through it, then what's wrong with us?
Amen.
Right. Amen.
God knows what he's doing. He hasn't made any mistakes. And he will put people in your life that need to be around you, that you can help them, but they also bless you.
Sheila G., let me ask you this, Sheila G. When, at what point in your life did you get to this blessed state that Matthew is telling us, you know, that Job got to the point where he just had to say, my theology was wrong, you know, God, you know, I didn't understand this, where it was like, I was mad, why is this happening to me, what's going on, I wasn't happy. At what point in your life, and I want our listeners to listen, to try to reflect on it, and if you're not there, you know, pray that God will get you there. At what point in your life where you started trusting God and saying, hey, you know, it's gonna be what God gonna have it to be, and I'm not gonna lose any sleep over it. You know, at what point in your life did you just surrender and say, okay, you know, there's nothing too much I can do about it, but I'll trust God that it's gonna be work out the best for me. At what point in your walk with God, Sheila G., did that begin to happen?
It was a progressive type thing, but I really believe it's when I had my first child, during that time frame, because then it was like there's another person that's dependent on me. And I was like, Lord, I gave the child to you, but I can't do this by myself. I started to recognize my finite nature, and that God is infinite. And in order for me to go through, because he was a sickly child, in order for me to, like, stay up all night and watch him having difficulty breathing and all the various things that I had to deal with James, that's when I really started to learn and to pray and to trust in God. And yes, there would be nights where I would watch him and he couldn't breathe, and I was afraid he was going to die. And I had to trust the Lord to believe that that he's going to make it through. God's mm-hmm. going to give me the strength to do what I need to do to take care of him. And each year I just got progressively closer and closer. And the way I did was I really got into that word.
Yeah.
I really started to pray. I really started to have, like, this really positive attitude about everything. I just had to let it go. And then what happens, the way to really grow and get to this point is every time God gives you a victory and takes you through something and you come out victorious, you put it in your bank.
Mm.
You just deposit it. You just deposit it. You just deposit it. So when it's time for you, when you're getting ready to go through something else, you look back and you look in that bank and you look at all the little deposits of all the trials and tribulations that God brought you through, and you can say, okay, if he brought me through that, he's going to bring me through this. So it is a progressive thing, but it really was when I had the awesome responsibility of taking care of a child.
Mm. Wow. Wow. That is something. That is something. Looks like somebody wants to make a statement. Let me see if I can get them on the line. We're going to try. Last phone number is 3494. See if we get them on the line. 3494, are you there?
It's James.
Hey. What's going on?
Hey, James.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was a little busy earlier, but I just wanted to kind of put my two cents on Job.
Okay.
I really feel like, you know, in a way, every single lesson has helped me to really relate. And it seems like every single time that we talk about Job, that it's talking about what I went through that week in some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I just pretty much wanted to say, you know, just the way Job had faith, you know, I look at myself in the same way, and that gives me the hope to keep that same faith. And, you know, just to know that he'll bring me through, that mm-hmm. God will bring me through. I mean, mm-hmm. I just pretty much wanted to put my two cents in. Like, I was a little busy earlier. Right.
All right. It's all good. It's all good. We appreciate it, man. We got Deacon Brian and Johanna in the studio with us tonight. We're gonna ask them if they. I know we have Johanna on the phone, but we're gonna ask Brother Brian. Come on up and tell us what you got out of Job.
Welcome everyone, or hello. I think Job to me is that example that, you know, like Sister Joanne, everybody can relate to at some point in time in your life where you can see that you can go through something but still have that faith. The more you have that faith to know that God will bring you through. And I think we all hit some point in our life where you really feel like you're the only one, everything is on your back, and you kind of like that low point where it's like, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then mm-hmm. there's some realization where it snaps, and it's like, okay, you're really not alone in this.
Right. Right.
There's somebody mm-hmm. who has your back, and you can't mm-hmm. rely on yourself because you by yourself can't do it.
Right. Right.
So it's like at that moment where, like Job went through because he had the faith, when you realize that you have somebody that's bigger than you, that you put your faith in, all that stuff seems...
I like that.
Like it just takes that weight off of you.
I like that.
And mm-hmm. I think Job is a perfect example of that.
Uh-huh. Amen. 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 This is so. Come on up here. Come on up here. She
come on,
she,
girl.
She always say no, but she her face gonna walk her up here. Come on, walk up here. Amen. Come on up here. I don't know why these kids walk so slow. What Job has taught you?
Job has taught me that I can overcome anything. No matter what the obstacle is, no matter what is going away, if you have faith, and if you believe in God and know who God is, mm-hmm. then you can get through anything.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I'm, you know, even though Job was a man, I feel like I'm Job because I've been through a lot, and he's still bringing me through mm-hmm. everything that I've gone through within my life.
Yeah.
Amen. All right.
Well, thank you.
And you know another thing too, Spirit just put it in my heart, my mind, that you can tell that when it appears that you're going through a lot, there must be something that the Lord is trying to get you to see.
Mm-hmm.
Because see, when you, I mean, that Job situation was unique. God was just bragging on him, but when you look through the story, there was still some things that he needed to be strengthened in.
Right.
But with a lot of us, when we're not walking as we should, or, you know, we're half walking, half talking, and God wants to kind of shore up that faith, he will bring you through some stuff to get your attention, to let you know you're not where I want you to be right now. And once he gets your attention and you say, all right, Lord, I got you.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. Then you can pick yourself up and keep on pushing. Because at times we get like that. We get busy.
Yeah.
We don't mean to put God on the back burner, but it does happen. And so when the Lord says that the Lord thy God is a jealous God, he means just that. You will have no other gods before me. And any means necessary, he will get your attention. He'll put sickness on you. He'll let your job, something go wrong with the job. He'll let you be upset. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, God don't mind if you don't like it.
That's right.
He'll get it. Because you're still going to go through it.
Amen. And that's what I talk about, the expansiveness of God. God knows how much we can bear. He knows we're going to mess up before we mess up. He knows when we're going to get back up. He knows what he needs to do to get our attention.
Amen.
And what's so awesome, the awesomeness of God is that he's patient enough to allow us to go through that stuff. We shake our little puny fist at God. We mad. If you were this, you were that, and, you know, going through all our emotions and our feelings. And he's patient with us, and he's loving toward us even while we're going through that. And that's what he's trying to show us in all of this, is that God loves us in spite of all of this that's going on. And the bottom line is God's got our back.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's right.
He loves.
Amen.
But he's got our back, and he's not going to let the enemy overtake him. Go ahead, Brian.
Well, I was like Pastor said, I think another way to look at it as a Christian too is how he said God used us to show up.
Mm-hmm.
You look at it in that light, like when you're going through something and you know you're going through it, you can look and say, you know what? Okay, I'm going through this because God is using me to show how somebody should handle this situation.
Right.
He's using me to show what a Christian should be like.
Right.
I think if you kind of look at it in that light, it kind of lights a little bit, because if you really think about it, that's an honor.
Yes, it is.
Because God is bragging about, hey, I know my child can handle it.
Exactly.
I'm going to give him a little something, let him go through a little something so people around him or her can
exactly.
see how you
mm-hmm.
can handle it.
Absolutely.
And I think that's another way of looking at it.
And all of that, too, is, again, it's a part of our spiritual growth. And once we go through it, you know, again, we're able to climb those ladders just a little bit higher. But keep in mind that the higher we go, the more trouble comes.
There's another level. It's the next level. There's another devil.
But again, you're not doing it all alone. And that's the key, the good thing about it. God is still right there with us.
And God will be there. Every level you go, there's another devil, but God gives
you
the ability to deal with that too. So, you know, again,
but it's important that we have the right attitude.
Amen.
The right attitude to know that, okay, weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. And focus on the joy, not the weeping.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we didn't went over tonight, but it's good. It's good, and you know, we just wanted to go back and let everybody get, you know, their say, or like James said, put their two cents in, because you know, a lot of nights, you know, the spirit's rolling, and Sheila G, Pastor G, and myself, we just rolling.
Amen.
But we want to give you all a chance to tap in, and you know, we know that you know, the Holy Spirit is rolling in your lives too. So that's why we wanted to take the night just to, you know, let people on the line here, what other people are talking about, you know, other people have questions. And we want, you know, invite somebody next Thursday night. If you invite somebody, if you're on the line tonight, invite somebody else to get on the line. And we just want to make sure that, you know, the lessons that we've learned, you know, during these couple weeks or 3 or 4 weeks that we study Job, that, you know, we're sharing with somebody else.
Amen.
And, and that's the thing, is we can't keep this stuff to ourselves.
That's
so,
right.
You know, we want to light the lamp. And,
amen.
And we want to light it up. We want to get like 50 people,
amen,
know, in the audience or on the radio. You know, we want to start spreading this word, because more people understand that whole spiritual thing. What happened is more people will begin to start ministering to people who are going through stuff. And if
right.
they don't know God, they'll turn to God. And if they do know God, they'll get to know God a little bit better.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
That's what this Bible study is all about. So, you know, tell people they can tune in, you know, go to the archives and listen to it. You know, you can come in. You can get it right here, you know, in the studio. You can get it on the phone. You know, there's so many ways to get it. But get it. Tell somebody else about it so they can get it and spread the word. This is an awesome blessing, and we just thank God for it. Next week, I think we're going to start looking at those Beatitudes in chapter 5 of Matthew. But we want to really get into it, and we really want to see how this attitude of Jesus was, or what the teaching that Jesus was, because sometimes you can be saved, Sheila D, and you can have a nasty attitude.
Hello.
Right? That's why I keep preaching positive attitudes. And you block your blessings that way.
Amen. Amen.
So everybody get geared up on Matthew 5. Bring somebody with you. We should come ready to study this. And you know, we want to top out. We want to top out. You know, everybody in the studio, on the phone, you know, on the web. You know, we want to make it where more and more people are getting involved. But we thank God for the people that are involved tonight. I know we've gone over a little bit. I know some folks got to go get some dinner and watch their favorite show or something. But we just thank everyone for their continued support of our Bible study. There's nothing new under the sun. And we're going to ask Dr. Gregory to close us out tonight. Remember all of our sick and shut-in, all of our family members that are going through. Just want to pray for them. And, you know, if they're not listening, get them to listen to on Thursday night.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Father, we bow now, Lord, before thee. We thank you for all that we've accomplished this evening. Oh, God, the purpose is to learn more about you and to give you the glory in spite of all that we go through. Truly, oh, Lord, when we study stories about Job and others that have gone through so much, but yet they kept their faith and were not shaken by what the devil throws at them. Lord, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And none of us, oh, Lord, are as perfect as we think we are. There's still so much that we need to learn. And, Father, we thank you tonight that you have guided us through what we've learned. We've talked about some things. We've learned some things. And, Lord, we pray for those now that are still going through some things.
Yes.
I pray for those whose bodies are weak and they may have illnesses or whatever they're going through. Lord, I pray for those who are going through emotional changes and spiritual changes. But, Lord, help them to look to the heels which cometh their help, knowing that the help comes from the Lord.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for all that you're doing. But Lord, I pray now that you would continue to touch Jessica and be with her and heal her body, oh God, that she might be able to get up out that wheelchair and walk as you would have her to do. Father, we thank you for these that have come out to
thank
the studio.
You,
we
thank
thank you for those that have called in and had comments tonight. And Lord, we thank you for Sheila G. We thank you for Pastor C. And Lord, we thank you for allowing us to gather one more time. And Father, we continue to rebuke the enemy. And Lord, irregardless of what he tries to do on Thursday, we're going to continue to have the victory. Father, we thank you. We claim it all right now as being done in the name of Jesus. Let every redeemed soul say amen.
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 Amen. All right, that's going to do it for tonight. Preferably, we'll see you again on next Thursday night. Good night.
Good night.
Oh, my goodness. This is another-